How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Betty bought a pat of bitter butter. Better butter, but she thought this batter's bitter. This butter's bitter. This.
Are you having a stroke?
Didn't you do that as a vocal warm-up?
Betty Butter had a... No, I don't think I did. I think I'm making it up. I used to do I'm Not a Pheasant Plucker.
Oh, I'm a pleasant plucker's...
No.
Am I a pheasant plucker's son or something?
Yeah. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends.
With me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
We were just talking tongue twisters. Susie, would you like to do that again?
Yeah.
Get ready for it.
I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker's son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes.
Now, all I can...
You try.
I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker's son. I'm only fucking pleasants. I'm only fucking pleasant till the pleasant fucker comes. Oh, well, that's a fun one. That's a fun one to play when you're drunk.
There we go. Something to do next time we're drunk
something
together.
Something to do on Christmas with the family.
Quite.
I had Betty bought a pat of...
Isn't it a bag? No. Betty bought
a... Pat, isn't it a pat of butter?
Betty bought a...
pat of butter, but she says this...
Butter's bitter.
If I put it in my batter, it will make my
batter bitter.
Yeah.
Oh. Any others? Obviously,
Peter Piper bought a peck of peeled peppers. What's a peck?
Like a little bit.
Red lorry, yellow lorry. Unique New York.
Oh, yeah, I remember doing that one. When I was at drama school, clang.
Hello, everyone. She gets it in all the time, doesn't
she? Can't bloody wait. Just because all those casting directors I know that listen.
She's professionally trained. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
You can't buy that. You can,
well, you
buy,
can
that,
buy it. But it takes 3 years to complete.
She's professionally trained, ladies and gentlemen. She's done all the vocal warm-ups. I would normally think, like, oh, doing vocal warm-ups, that's going to exclude a lot of people. But I think it's fair to say...
Our listeners...
are the types that would have done Drama Club.
I think Drama Club, or at the very least, would have maybe gone to see some Amdram.
They would have gone to see Amdram. They would have had maybe an older sister who was in Amdram who they were jealous of.
Yes. Oh, like in A Chorus Line, when the guy takes the tap shoes of his sister.
Oh, yes.
Again, so niche, but just for our podcast.
I was taken to see a pleasant line, a pleasant fucker line, a chorus line. At the London Palladium.
I know, for your 30th birthday.
For my Trontium anniversaire. And Elizabeth Tronte. It was very good.
But it's a great show.
But it's quite interesting because the set is so minimal.
It's very minimal. I imagine it's quite cheap to put on.
In a way, you'd think so. I think it does all flash around, it all turns around when, what's her name, Cassie does that boring dance in the second act.
Oh, there's always a boring dance, isn't there?
Oh, always some boring dance. It really drags on. She had a nice outfit on. What are they called? A high top?
High leg leotard.
High leg leotard.
Very 80s, Tom.
Very 80s, but making
a
comeback.
They're coming back.
You
I
and
have
Jenny
one.
Have got one. I know.
Well, not one that we share. We don't both get in
it's
it.
It's quite an act, let me tell you.
Those sisters are friendly.
Yeah. A high leg. Yeah, it reminds you of the Special K advert.
Red bikini. No, red swimmers.
Red swimmers. What colour is your high-legged bikini? I mean, swimmer.
You've seen it. It's a beautiful blue.
It is a midnight blue. What would make it extra special for me is it maybe if it had some sort of gold buckling, faux buckling on the shoulders.
Oh, you're just into buckles.
I'd
like it if
I'm
it was leather.
I'm not a pheasant buckler. Yeah, I'd like it if it was made of, lame.
Mesh.
Yeah, mesh.
Do you remember the shop Morgan?
Morgan, yeah.
Morgan.
All the girls at my school went to Morgan. Oh my God, you got that top from Morgan?
Yeah, everyone.
Morgan.
Correct, you can spell it.
O and the A on the boob.
Oh my God, Tom, so you did notice some things about boobs.
I'm just guessing.
Right. Morgan was the kind of shop where there were clothes in there that were sort of what a tiny prostitute could wear.
Classic late 80s clothing.
Well, and 90s. It was like mesh.
Late 90s, sorry. I meant
a chain.
Yes.
You know, a lot of like, this is sort of dominatrix.
Stereotypical dominatrix-esque clothing. And I would say, I would say it was very popular in my school.
It was very popular at my school.
Also, there were quite a lot of people at my school called Morgan.
Really? So Morgan is your top from Morgan.
Oh my God, Morgan, I really like your top. Also, what was it very important about the Morgan purchase, was that it would involve a...
Tote bag.
Like a tote bag, but before tote bags were a thing.
Right.
It was like a reinforced cardboard bag with a rope handle, which could be carried on the shoulder and was perfect for school.
Yeah, I remember a lot of the girls at my school had that as well.
Was the O or the A a heart?
I think it was the O.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows, this isn't the theme of the show this week.
Morgan. Although it could have been. It was upstairs in the Glades in Bromley.
You had to go to Southampton.
Did you have to go to Southampton to go to Morgan?
I had to go to Southampton to go to Morgan.
What are Portsmouth shops like?
The Gun Wharf is quite good.
Gun Wharf?
Yes.
Is there a John Lewis in Portsmouth? I think there is.
Yes, there is. But it's not called John Lewis.
Then what are we talking about?
It's called Knight and Lee. But it's a John Knight Lewis.
Knight and Lee.
It's like Peter Jones.
You are the one. Oh.
It's that sort of thing.
Like Army and Navy, where Mum used to work, is part of the House of Fraser.
You know.
You know, it was when they weren't afraid to play with brands. I think brands didn't exist.
No, I don't think brands did exist.
Not in the same way.
No.
Morgan... Dulcie's was also another.
Dulcie's, yeah.
Shelley's Shoes in Oxford Circus.
Shelley's Shoes, yep.
Also had a blue bag you could carry over your shoulder. And I feel like there was another shop that was a bit like Morgan. I can't remember what it was called.
Bay Trading.
So I was insisting my mum did a detox of her wardrobe.
Okay.
What's the point in having a gay son if you can't have things like that?
Right. So tell me what is... Should we let them know what the theme is this week?
Well, it was going to be mistaken identity.
Yeah, mistaken identity. Now go back to your... we were told the other day that we need to tease the theme.
Oh, shit, yeah, I forgot about
We need
about
to tease
that.
The theme at the top of the show.
We're all about the format. Okay.
So the theme is mistaken identities. Tom, back. We're in your mum's bedroom. You're laying on the bed. You've got your hands in your hat. Your head in your hat. Your hands on your chin.
Yeah, cupping my chin.
You're laying on your tummy and you've got your legs crossed at the back.
Yeah, folded up and crossed at the back. Correct.
Yeah. Whitney Houston's playing sort of the greatest hits, but it'd be something upbeat.
Yeah.
Like, I want to dance with somebody.
I want to dance with someone or...
Queen of the Night.
Queen of the Night, I was about to say. I've got acid wash dungarees on and a pink body underneath.
You're also Kiki D and you're pregnant in the video.
Of Don't Get Breaking My Heart.
Correct, okay.
I've got Converse boots on, but not in an ironic way, in the first time around. So I'm there, I'm like, Mum, you've got to get rid of some of these clothes.
And she's like, well, Tom, you're wearing dungarees and a body. I think you need to get rid of some of your clothes.
You know I needed to have this day. Don't, why are you always trying to limit me, I'm saying?
Right, I'm with you. I wore dungarees the other day. I don't mind being a stereotype.
I don't, which is also the subject of next week's podcast.
Oh my God, guys, look at us dropping in.
Just like
podcast.
Everything is being teased. I'm there. I've got a copy.
My hair.
I've got hair. It's
crimped. I was talking about my hair being teased.
Oh.
That's what they call it when they like tease it.
Is that right? What does that mean?
It means like you can do like a little curly in it, like teasing your hair a little bit.
Oh, like a little, that's nice. A bit of, I thought it was like teasing it through one of those caps where they do highlights.
I think you could probably do that as well.
Tease it through.
Because you have to wear one of those weird caps where you look like you're in that movie.
Coneheads.
Yeah, or something from Mars. Mars Attacks,
yeah.
With a great Sarah Jessica Parker. Huge fan.
Oh, and also in Hocus Pocus. Underrated film, I always think.
Oh, not in my house.
Little children, I'll take you away.
Yeah, love it.
Love it.
Right.
Always astonished at the fact my mum used to sit in the hairdressers to get a perm and highlights. It would take like 4 or 5 hours. Yeah. I was like, how can you sit still for that long?
Well, that does happen. I've had to do that when I used to have a perm.
Okay. So much information dropped into that sentence. You had a perm.
You've known me when I had a perm. I had a perm last year when my hair was curly.
I thought that was a natural kink.
Tom, I told everyone it was, but now that my hair's short again, I can speak the truth.
It can all be... Finally,
the truth's out.
The truth can be spoken. You heard it here first. Like when Oprah Winfrey interviewed Michael Jackson. Do you remember that?
No.
And she asked the question, do you have an oxygen tank? I didn't see one upstairs. And he laughed, and they both laughed. And then we knew it would all been tabloid fodder that he'd slept in an oxygen tank.
You get an oxygen tank. You get an oxygen tank.
That's what Oprah said. That's what Oprah said the next day. So...
Talk to me. Why? What's cluttery about your mum's closet? Were you in there?
Once I stepped out of it, there was loads of room. She could keep what she liked. I was like, why have you got this many blouses? I mean, I know someone who could give a good home for a blouse.
I have 12.
You never have enough blouses.
I wear only one every day.
The title of Susie's new book.
Yeah.
And
Blousy Brown.
Blousy Brown. As I say, I'm a blouse. No, what is that? I can't remember. John Waters said it on stage once. I'm a blouse. What do you mean? Well, I'm a feminine top.
A feminine top, yeah.
A feminine top is the title of my... No, it's not. But would be... Anyway. That's what we're discussing. I'm not discussing that. Versatile, because I'm nothing if not a showman, is what my grinder profile says. Anyway.
Sorry, Tom. Go on. You're in your wardrobe. You're not
I mean,
in the wardrobe.
I say showman. I mean, really. But I'm in the wardrobe with Mum. We're in Narnia going through blouses. And I'm trying to find...
Something for you to wear.
I'm trying to find something for the weekend. No, I'm looking for ways to detox the wardrobe.
Right.
I pull out a white blouse. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Susie. It's from Bay Trading Company, which closed in the financial crash. The previous one.
So, like, 2004? 2004, yeah. 2005.
When the dot-com bubble burst.
That's the thing.
It is.
Bay Trading predates the internet.
Exactly. They never had an online shop. Not even a website so you could find out where your nearest store was. They had... This blouse... Well, there's only one way to describe it, Susie. It's pirate-themed.
Take me through it.
So, it's got a ruffle, if you will.
Hello. You've got a ruffle.
You rang. It's got a ruffle thing at the front. It's
horrible.
It's scooped at the front. It's also at the front, at the bottom.
Is it quite long?
Yeah. Designed to be worn over black leggings with high boots. Like a pirate would.
Like a pirate would.
Which is very much the look. Circa 1998, 1999?
Yeah, I would say so.
Or maybe later. In some parts of the country.
Right.
No judgment.
No judgment, but Grimsby gets things later.
Some places just get things later. I don't know why.
So, did she have a parrot?
So, I wondered what that parrot had been doing in the wardrobe all this time. Turned out it was the ultimate accessory. And I said,
"By trading! By trading! By trading!
I'm out of fashion! I'm out of fashion!" And, you know, I just thought, I can't remember how I got into this, but I was like, come on, Mum. You've got to declutter the wardrobe. You're not going to wear these things and they're not going to come back.
But you used to dress as a Victorian.
Well, yes, this is true. But that was a different thing.
Right.
And also I relished the opportunity to go round shops like Cornucopia that I was talking to Tom Neenan about the other day. Tom Neenan is a comedian who's very funny.
He's very funny indeed.
Very funny man. He was saying about how he used to like to wear quite eccentric clothing, and he went to a shop called Cornucopia in Victoria, which is long since gone, I believe, but used to do vintage clothing. Hello, and you're welcome.
Do you still have any of your vintage clothing?
I have a dinner jacket from 1937, Munich. Not Munich, but that was the year of Munich. The Munich Treaty.
The Munich Treaty? Should I know?
I think it's the Munich Treaty. It was when Neville Chamberlain came back from a meeting with Mr. Hitler.
Do you think you are?
Well, that would have been that song's probably written about that. But it was when he came back and he said, I have a letter here guaranteeing that we have peace in our time. And he said, I've averted a Second World War by getting this agreement with Hitler. He's agreed not to, I can't remember exactly what the terms were. Anyway. A year later, he then reneged on those terms, and then by September 1939, I think it was, outbreak of the Second World War, wars declared. But they knew, like 1937, he claimed that it was never going to happen. I mean, you get a bit of everything with this
podcast. You really do.
Neville Chamberlain, it's famous. No, and it was the ultimate sign of appeasement.
Right. Back to the jacket, though.
Oui.
How big is it? Would it fit me?
What jacket are we talking about? The dinner jacket?
Yeah.
It still fits me. I still wear it.
Do you? When have I seen you in it?
We don't get to that many black tie events.
Yeah, why don't we?
Good question.
If anyone's having a black tie event, do invite us.
I'd love to go to a black tie event. I think they're seldom done these days, are they? Or in our circles, there's not that sort of like, let's get dressed up because, you know, we get to dress up a lot.
Well, we do. A lot of other comedians don't.
More fool them.
More fool them.
The clothes are there.
They really are.
So... What So 14 minutes ago, we started this podcast.
Yes.
The theme is mistaken identity.
Yes. So far, all that we've got out of that subject is your mum used to be a pirate, or at least used to be mistaken for a pirate.
And Neville Chamberlain mistook the Treaty of Munich as at face value. So it's all tying up very nicely.
It's all tying up very nicely. I love it when it comes together.
I recently was asked to go as a guest on Jason Manford's radio show on Absolute Radio.
Clang.
Also, big star of musical theatre.
Big star of musical theatre. And also loves a feminine top. Loves a blouse.
I don't know if he would call them a blouse, but he does love a floral top, yeah. A very patterned top. But he very sweetly announced it, because he's a very nice man, announced it on his Facebook profile, underneath which somebody wrote,
"Oh my God, I love Tim Allen.
All my kids love, what's it called it?
Home Improvement?
No, the one that the kids won. Toy Story.
Oh.
All my kids love Toy Story. They're going to love it. We can't wait to tune in." Somebody underneath put, "I think it's not Tim Allen, it's Tom Allen. I think it's Tom Allen, madam."
And
then she put underneath that, like, not letting her, like, once she'd got her teeth into this idea, she was like, yeah, he's going to be on
Jason's show
tomorrow.
He's brilliant.
Lol, ruffle lol. And then lots of, like, crying with laughter emoticons. The disappointment must have been seismic in that house when they realised it was not...
And then they all gathered around the wireless.
When they all gathered around the wireless, like, oh my God, you never guess who's going to be on our favourite radio show. Oh.
It's him.
It's not who we thought it was. It's, in fact, Tom Allen, everyone's favourite bald gay comedian.
You're just my favourite comedian.
Thank you for not putting me in a bracket.
I would never. I think it would squish you.
It would. It would. Maybe I'd wear it as a hat.
Yeah, or sort of some shoulder pads. You're always saying about how you want to look square in your suits. Maybe some brackets would help.
Put me in a bracket then. Okay, I'll do it. Susie, you've been mistaken.
I was mistaken a little while ago, yes. So I was doing a gig, and it was sort of a variety night. Clang.
Oh, a variety night. And in aid of a charity, am I right?
Yeah.
What one was it?
I don't remember.
That's the good work Susie does. she can barely distinguish.
But it was for something nice. WaterAid, maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
WaterAids.
Yep. Okay. I went up to the sound guy and I was like, "Hi, do you need me to do a mic check?" Because I was one of the only comics on, so I thought, I better make sure that the mic fucking works.
Yeah, because nothing screams charity like sound demands.
I don't think I'm asking for too much if they book me for stand-up and I want the mic to work.
Absolutely. Well, Susie and I, of course, bonded over a charity night where the sound, a number of factors weren't working.
But it did create a wonderful friendship.
It did create a wonderful friendship, galvanised in the fire of that horrible charity gig.
Yeah, which that go horrible on. Guy.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you for
what a break. So I said, I'm performing this evening.
And you said it in that tone, too.
I'm performing.
I'm performing tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks. Put it on
then
your Twitter.
He said to me, "Oh, are you Bendy Beth?"
Well, that's as well as maybe, but I'm still performing tonight.
And do you mean, as you know, Tom, I'm quite into the old yoga.
Oh my God, you could be Bendy Beth.
No, I'm not that bendy.
So what? How did this play out?
But literally in like perfect sitcom timing, a girl then immediately walked in wearing a leotard. And I went, "No, I'm Susie, the stand-up." I think that's Bendy Beth. And
God.
Warming up, touching her toes.
I imagine Bendy Beth like slithered in.
Like, Bendy Beth was a snake, that's right.
Bent round a post to say hello.
Yeah. Like waved with a foot.
Waved with a foot and at the same time was immediately on the other side of the room.
Oh, she wasn't Magic Beth.
Oh, that's Magic Beth. Bendy Beth. Mm. Can she bend? What things can she bend?
Oh, well, she wasn't like Yuri Geller. She wasn't doing spoons or anything. She was bending her body. She was a contortionist, getting into small places.
A contortionist, of course.
Oh, my God. Talking about getting into small places. Have you ever seen... Now, what are they called? I think they're called the Creepers. Have you seen... So there's a video online. You're going to find this terrifying. And I'm so pleased I'm the one that's sharing it with you. It's not about snakes. Don't worry.
What is it?
So this guy was like, people keep... My housemates keep stealing my food. And they were all like, "No, we're not.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
He set up a camera.
So he lives in like one of those big blocks in New York.
Yeah, which I love.
Of course, we all do. They've got those massive air vents. Right?
What happened?
Anyway, so you put on the video camera. Like, at like 3 a.m, this tiny woman climbs out from the air vent, pees in his sink, goes into the fridge, eats some food, gets back up into the... Do you mean that's the thing? It's so expensive to rent in New York.
That's what people have to do.
Yeah. But have a look at the video. It's fucking terrifying. She also looks a bit like the girl from The Ring.
I feel like I might have seen it.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Years ago. Is it quite old?
Yeah. But then there was like a whole thing of being like, this isn't like an isolated incident. There was like groups of people that were like living in
an air vent.
In air vents.
How would you get out if there was a fire?
Well, you wouldn't. You'd die.
So you could just get out the normal way. Wow.
Terrifying, right?
Warm though? Warm?
Warm?
Yeah, was it warm?
Well, I don't know. It's not me.
I know, but did they say if it was a nice existence? Is it something I could do?
No, I don't think it's a nice existence. But I think if you were someone like Bendy Beth...
She would love it.
You can get into small
she
places.
She could sleep on a corner.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't like being trapped in.
If you're claustrophobic, it's not a great way of life, I imagine.
It's not a great way of life.
It's a living hell.
Yeah, I would find it, I'd be quite worried that I'd not be able to breathe.
Yes, I imagine breathing space is kind of difficult. Would it be somewhere you'd live as a couple, or do you have to live on your own?
I think you probably live by yourself, quite a solo existence.
It's quite solitary. It'd be difficult, wouldn't it, to tie up, like... And also, if you move...
Well, like, oh, I'll meet you in the vent.
What vent do you want to meet in? Like,
presumably
they have little maps of them, yeah.
See, I find that all terrifying.
Well, what would be terrifying as well, presumably some of them must drop. There must be a drop in the floors.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Okay.
Just some information for you. Have you ever been, what's the theme again? Oh.
Mistaken identity.
Mistaken identity.
Have you ever been mistaken for a creeper?
Exactly. Been mistaken for
have
a creeper.
Have you ever climbed out of an air vent?
Yeah.
And eaten someone's food and then gone back in?
Had a pee in the sink.
Had a pee in the sink.
Oh, it's not nice, is it?
Oh, it's not nice. Did they run the water afterwards?
I don't know.
Some people.
You know.
What were you going to say there? You were going to say something.
I was going to say, is there anyone else that you've been mistaken for? Because I feel like I know that there is. But I can't remember who it is.
So.
Oh, Tom's got one finger out, which means it's not, A, not a euphemism, and B, it means he's about to tell a story. Go on, Tom.
Well, I was once... No, I don't know if I should tell the story. But I was once mistaken for somebody else who was bald. It's happened to me. Or I've been like told other people's material, and they're like, it was so funny when you did that bit about blah, blah. I'm like, that wasn't me.
Well, that happened with me and Jen Brister.
What?
An MC who remained nameless, but you would definitely know who it was, once brought me on as Jen Brister.
Oh, no way.
Who's just another lesbian comic. A fantastic lesbian comic, may I add. If you don't know about her, look her up. She's great.
Jen is brilliant.
Yeah, I think we're going to have her on the show soon.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Great news.
And, well, I mean, I haven't asked her yet, but we're quite good friends. And if she says no, I'll be like, well, what's your problem?
Yeah, she's not going to be popular then.
Right? Don't let down our listeners.
Don't let everyone down, Jen.
And also, we've got Zoe Lyons in the next couple of months. She's going to come on the show.
Oh.
She's fabulous as well.
You're anyway. Going to hear me roar. Zoe Lyon.
Yes.
That very one.
The very one. But yeah, people have accidentally brought me on stage as just other lesbian comedians.
Oh, that's not okay, is it?
I don't like it, Tom. I don't like it one bit.
I'm not surprised you were annoyed. You were once mistaken for somebody called Tina, but no one knows who that Tina is.
No, by a quite a famous comedian.
Ah, hello, Tina.
And I just said, hello.
Susie is very polite like that. I've often been called Tim and people haven't corrected. Well, there was a time when I was called John, when I worked in an office and I'd leave people a message and say, oh, hello.
It's John.
I'd say, hello, it's Tom Allen. They'd be like, they'd phone back and they'd say, oh, hello, I got a message from John Adams. So John Adams.
I imagine you have a lovely telephone manner.
I have a lovely telephone manner, Susie.
I would imagine so. Your bedside manner, on the other hand, awful.
Oh, disgusting. But, I go in the air vent, but the thing is, I do have a nice telephone manner. Would often soothe people. I worked in customer service for a time. Once I had to sort out the crackers of the Duchess of Westminster.
I feel like there's a story there.
There wasn't really, other than she phoned up and she said,
"I'm crackers." Do you know that expression? If someone's crackers, they're mad.
Well, and there's I think it's the two Ronnies. The butler doesn't like the husband, but likes the lady of the house. He says, you're lovely, my lady, and he says, you're crackers, my lord. And this all becomes like I think that's the two Ronnies.
Probably.
I mean, I told it well, didn't I? I told it well.
You didn't, you just.
The thing is, Mad Me. That's the sort of thing people do on like radio shows, isn't it?
Mad Me.
Oh, I don't know where that one went. Oh, good story. Yeah, anyway, here's another song.
I hope people say I'm mad. I want them to be actually mad.
Well, I try and avoid it because I feel like, is it insulting to people?
With mental health problems.
With mental health?
Yeah, like we shouldn't be like...
illnesses.
But then people sort of like... not necessarily... I was going to say comics, but I don't think it is. I think it's lots of people. People sort of like occasionally flirting with mental health problems, and I hate that. You know, when they're like, oh, I'm a bit OCD. It's like, no.
Yeah.
No, yes, that's unfair, you can really. Never be like, oh, I'm a bit Alzheimer's. Like, no, don't say that. Like,
it's, yeah, yeah. People are a bit cavalier. But anyway.
That's not what the story, that's not what the podcast is about. But just a point from me, guys. I assume you're interested.
Everything is covered. Everything is covered.
What have we gone through on today's show then? With your mum being a pirate.
Mum's a pirate.
Bay trading.
Bay trading. When
Morgan.
Morgan. The Treaty of Munich, 1937.
Neville Chamberlain.
Neville Chamberlain appeasement.
Then
we went a bit off track. Mistaken identity, which actually formed quite a small part of this evening. I mean, it's sort of evening.
It's sort of evening, sure. And
it's evening somewhere.
You know?
That's what I always think.
When you're having a drink.
Yeah.
Somewhere it's 5 o'clock.
Somewhere, yeah.
And what else have we covered, Tom? Just making sure that we've got everything covered. Bendy Beth.
Bendy Beth.
Me being difficult at charity gigs.
Oh, me being difficult at charity gigs.
And you living in your mum's wardrobe. And then creepers.
And then the creepers.
Pissing in a sink.
Pissing in a sink.
I mean, is there anything more that you could ask for from this podcast?
I think not. I feel like the Grammys must come a-knocking.
I feel like that too.
Do the Grammys have a podcast section? No, who does? Do the Radio Awards have a podcast section?
I mean, it was the British Podcast Awards this week. We didn't even get nominated. But...
not even as a specialist. Not even as a niche podcast.
Not even as a niche podcast, babe. No one. No one cares.
Now that would have been a black tie event we could have got dressed up for.
You know, guys, why aren't we winning these awards?
That would have been so funny if we'd been nominated. I would have laughed so,
so
much.
So hard.
Yeah.
What, because we're such a good structured formatted podcast?
I think that's it. I think we push the boundaries on formats.
I think we do. And you know what? I love it.
I love it too. I mean, by the end of it, we'll just be doing like a series of noises for half an hour. And that would be like they've really broken the trend.
Love it.
Now, we have lots to talk about. Where the tour's going.
Shall I?
Yeah. I feel like that was a song in the sense of where the heart is. Lovely.
Yeah,
that's it. Where the heart is. Is that the spin-off from Heartbeat?
Heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, they're all repeated on ITV3 in the afternoon. It's so depressing. There's some good things. Like I'll have a Marple. Everybody loves a Marple. Everybody loves a Poirot. Oh. I could watch the same Poirot's over and over again.
Do you want to hum a tune while I go through the tour shows?
Yeah.
Okay, go. Okay, on Saturday the 6th of May, we'll be going to Barton-upon-Humber. There's a few tickets left for that. Friday the 12th of May, we're going to the Shoreham Rope Tackle. Ooh,
sounds like a sexual disease.
Sounds like a sexual disease. There's a handful of tickets left for that as well. Then on Saturday...
A fistful, you might say.
Tom, please.
Sorry.
It's before the watershed. Saturday the 13th of May, Blackheath Halls. Yes. Saturday the 27th of May, Milton Keynes, The Stables.
MK Stapes.
On Friday the 23rd of June, Great Torrington, The Plough.
The Plough.
And on Saturday the 24th of June, our final show together this year will be the Ivy Bridge Watermark.
The Watermark. Hold it up to the light.
And also, I mean... why not do a little plug now? We're both going to be at the Edinburgh Festival this year.
Yes, we would love to see you in Edinburgh.
Doing our solo shows, so we're not together.
Not together, but you probably will see us together.
But you'll probably see us together.
Hang out long enough.
And we have also realised that you can see...
yeah, you can do the double bill. It is basically like seeing us on... well, we're in...
so
anyway.
Tom, your show is at 8 o'clock in the Cabaret Bar.
8 p.m, Pleasance Cabaret Bar.
In the Pleasance Courtyard.
Every day except the 14th.
And mine is also every day except the 14th, and it is in the Pleasance Below... at 9:45. So you can go and watch Tom until 9. Go and get a drink.
Get some nachos.
Get some nachos. Have a wee. Be at mine.
I thought you were going to say have a wank.
Have a wank. I don't know, Tom.
Susie,
people find
please
you very
don't tell
exciting.
People what to do.
I'm so sorry.
But yeah, those are all options.
All options.
Yeah. And I think there's, you couldn't quite grab something to eat properly, unfortunately, between...
No, you could probably go to, like, the little hot dog stand.
Yes, you could go to the hot dog stand, the burger stand. You could go to the little kiosk, look, maybe get some sort of oat bar.
Look, it's all up to you guys.
I'm not telling you what to do.
I would never.
I would never dream of that.
And remember, you can always get in touch with us at chat2likemindedfriends@gmail.com.
Or you can tweet either of us.
Yes, indeed you can.
At Susie Ruffle.
And at Tom Allen Comedy.
Indeed. We're on Instagram.
We are. I'm Susie Ruffle Comedy.
I'm at Tom Indeed. Tom Allen Comedy was taken.
Out of order.
Bang out of order. Bang out. Anyway.
Well, that brings us to the end of the little pod this week. Oh, it's quite a long one. Sorry, guys.
So, yes, you can all raise your eyebrows at what Susie just said. So, thank you for joining us. And we will see you, hear you, speak to you again.
Next week.
Until then, bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.